rebounds Turner, left side of the backcourt. Turner across the timeline, throws it from high on the right.
He hit it
just inside of half court.
Lane's on the other wing. Bang!
Oh! Sent it in, Jerome!
College basketball! This is March Madness!
Yes, it is, and we are continuing with our bracket breakdown here on Mad About Hoops. We certainly appreciate you guys being a part of the podcast for the best month of the year. It's the greatest. And you know what? Evil Bald Colin and I are so busy right now that we couldn't even get in the studio at the same time. So I'm actually going to be handing it off to Colin, who has game by game gone down. He's breaking down so much. He's a little bit more sick in the head than I am. He actually knows more of these players, of all these tinier teams all throughout college basketball. I think you guys know that about Evil if you listen to this pod. I'm more of the Kansas guy. I like to, you know, get hot and bothered about, you know, trends and things that are happening in the game. And CB just basically knows every single player in college basketball and every single coach. So he'll give you an extreme breakdown here as I'll pass it off to him. But we determined we needed cool names for each of these regions. So I retroactively, you know, it was a pretty low hanging fruit. I called it the Wild West. So easy, simple. I mean, you got UNC and Arizona in the same region right there. You got a really good St. Mary's team as well. Baylor is the 3 seed in the Wild West. So that one's in the podcast feed. You can check that one out. And as far as the East goes, the old easy East, even though it's not a very easy region here, you start off with UConn and Iowa State as the 1-2. And I'll just give you, you know, a couple of my sexy sleeper picks right off the bat here. I do have San Diego State going to the Sweet 16. Well, wait a minute. That's not really a sexy sleeper. You know what? Strike what I just said. I will have some sexy sleepers in the South and the Midwest, but not really here in the East. I've got it pretty chalky. I've got Washington State beating Drake. I believe CB will tell you about an upset right there. But I've got UConn, San Diego State, Illinois, and Iowa State is my Sweet 16 in the East region. I'll hand it off to him for a bigger breakdown of everything that's going to happen. And you should listen to that guy for the most part on how to fill out the bracket. I feel like I could make fun of him here, though, because he's not in the room. Everything that he's about to tell you will be dead wrong. You see for yourself. Take it away, my good friend, Evil Bald Colin.
All right, Timmy Hall, let's roll with the rest of these bracket breakdowns. We've already done the West region. Let's move on to the East. That's headlined by the UConn Huskies, the 1 seed. They will face 16 seed Stetson. Don't overthink this one. It's not a Purdue situation here. UConn should roll into the second round, but watch out for Stetson's leading scorer. His name's Jalen Blackman. He scored 43 points in the A-Sun title game. A very fun team guard-wise from three, but obviously no match for the Huskies. The 8-9 matchup is Florida Atlantic versus Northwestern. Northwestern is beat up. A lot of injuries on the roster. Ty Berry's out. Nicholson, the center, is out. And Florida Atlantic hasn't played well down the stretch. They lost in the American Athletic Conference's semifinal game to Temple. And they played a lot of letdown games this season, honestly. It looked like a team that was looking forward to just getting back to the tournament. But I think talent-wise, they're going to outman a team like Northwestern. Boo Booey can only do so much. Boo Booey versus the likes of Janelle Davis and Elijah Martin will be a great matchup. But Vlad Golden's going to be too much for the front court of this Wildcat team. I'm taking Florida Atlantic, the 8 seed, to move on to face UConn. In the 5-12, San Diego State and UAB, I don't think this is one of those typical 5-12s that you want to target. Typically, when San Diego State's in that 5 line, it can be a little bit of a trap because people think, well, they're not as efficient in the scoring metrics, so that's how you get these type of upsets. But trust me, the defense is still very good for Brian Dutcher's team. Jaden Ledee leads the way about 20 points per game. UAB defensively is just not very good, and their offense isn't going to make up for what they lack in defense. So I'll take San Diego State, and I feel pretty confident in that. The 4-13 is Auburn versus Yale. Yale was kind of up and down through the season, kind of dipped below Princeton a little bit in the Ivy League at one point. Auburn, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's not. For a while there, they looked like a team that was only going to win big games at home and lose them pretty bad on the road. That changed when it came to SEC tournament time. They really ran through that conference tournament. I don't see an upset here. Give me Auburn. I feel pretty confident in that. Keith Dambrot's Duquesne Dukes. I don't see them pulling the 11-6 upset over BYU in this bracket. BYU is going to shoot a lot of threes. They're not super efficient with it. They shoot in the mid to upper 30% range for the three-point line, but they're going to get a ton of shots up, and I think just enough to beat a team like Duquesne. The 3-14 matchup is Illinois and Morehead State. Don't overthink this. I like Morehead State. Riley Minix is a great kind of forward guard combo type of player. But honestly, Illinois has too many pieces on their team with Coleman Hawkins, Terrence Shannon Jr., and Marcus Domask that they're just not going to have enough guys on this Morehead State team to defend all of them. Give me Illinois to win that game. The 7-10 pulls at my heartstrings. It's a Washington State Cougars team in the 7 and the Drake Bulldogs in the 10. Personally, for me, I'm going to ride with Drake in pretty much any situation. I love Tucker DeVries. He's going to be the best player on the court more often than not. And this Bulldogs team is really good on the glass. They don't give second chances very often. So for a team like Washington State, that could be a little tough for them. I will take the Bulldogs to pull off that upset, seed-wise upset. They might be favored by the time tip happens. And the 2-15 is Iowa State, South Dakota State. Iowa State, as they've been under T.J. Otzelberger, Iowa State is very consistent on defense. You're not going to get anything outside of a top 15 performance, it seems, year to year with the Cyclones team under him. And South Dakota State has a good player in Zeke Mayo, but honestly, just not the prototypical Jackrabbits teams we've seen of the past. Give me Iowa State to win that game. And we'll go quickly through the rest of this region. In the second round, I like UConn to handle the guards of FAU to get to the Sweet 16. And the 4-5 matchup, I'll take Auburn to get over San Diego State. I think their offense is just going to be too much for the Aztecs to overcome. A big, big up-and-down game between BYU and Illinois could be possible here in the 6-3 matchup. It could be first team to 90 points in that one. I will take Illinois and trust the best player on the court. Drake, Iowa State is my first upset. I do believe that Iowa State is a very good team, but they are capable of going through rough stretches of scoring droughts. And that's just something you don't want to do, especially if the team that rebounds as great as Drake does, is that you're not going to get many second chance opportunities. In my opinion, you want to have at least one of these in your bracket each year. And this is the one I'm going to go with in terms of the 7-10 upsetting the two. I will take the Bulldogs of Drake over Iowa State. To speed through the rest of this region, I want UConn over Auburn. Again, there's just really no one in this region outside of a few teams that can match up with UConn and what they bring nightly. And I will take Illinois over Drake. Unfortunately, the run ends. The better player on the court will be Terrence Shannon Jr. of Illinois. So it'll be a 1-3 matchup in the East for me. I will take UConn over Illinois to make it to the Final Four. Timmy, what do you think about this East region?
And yes, CB, I did give the folks most of what I'm doing in my region beforehand, but I've got UConn and Illinois as the 1-3 matchup in the Elite Eight, and UConn, for sure, for me, is coming out of this region. I've watched them a good 7 or 8 times throughout the season, and they are just a freaking juggernaut. They're really, really good. They'll be so tough to beat with their guard play, with Klingon down low, and their head coach, and they're hot and they're confident. They just won the title, and they've got as good a shot as any team that we've seen recently to go and repeat. So there you go, the Easy East. Regional breakdowns here. It's bracket time on Mad About Hoops. And remember, please, dear God, make your free throws. Thanks for checking it out. More regional breakdowns right here on the podcast feed. Just check for it.